This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. Region of Queens councillors dumped proposed changes to garbage collection on Tuesday after residents packed the public gallery to protest the proposals. Property owners in the region's cottage country were concerned that the municipality was trying to download responsibility for illegal dumping onto volunteer-run residence groups. More than 5,700 properties in Queens County are connected to roads that aren't maintained by the municipality or the province. Most of these roads are in the areas of Maliga, Ponhook, and Annis Lakes. Private lot owner groups collect fees from residents to maintain those roads. People who live on public roads in Queens County usually get regular roadside garbage pickup. Those on private roads, though, have to take their waste to a central location known as gray box sites. From there, the municipality picks it up. But under proposed changes discussed at Tuesday's council meeting, responsibility for the maintenance of those gray box sites would shift from the municipality to nonprofit property owner groups. Laura Mathot is the president of the Greater Maliga Lake Lot Owners Association, which represents more than 1,200 property owners. She told councillors on Tuesday that the proposed changes won't do anything to address the long-standing problem of people illegally dumping their trash at the gray box sites.
It is absolutely absurd to think that private road associations managed by volunteer boards would be able to solve the illegal dumping problem and unsightly premises that the region has not been able to tackle for years. Worse still, this bylaw update, if passed, would result in diverting resources, both time and money, away from our primary mandate, which is keeping our roads safe and passable in good condition.
Residents say they contribute disproportionately to the region's tax base while getting far fewer services than most other areas.
The proposed amendments entrench this imbalance rather than resolving it.
Former regional councillor David Brown, who lives in LaBelle, said that nobody would volunteer for lot owner groups if they were also now expected to clean up the gray box sites. He said that at the lot owners' annual general meeting in June, Mayor Scott Christian promised more collaboration and consultation.
This is not a discussion. It's not presented to us as options, but it's a downloading of responsibility to over 40 private lot owners' associations and their volunteer associations. This bylaw, if passed, will be the end of all residential lot owners' associations. Nobody's going to go out there and volunteer for a board and pick up garbage. It's not going to happen. So as those lot owners' associations disband because they can't get volunteers, the roads won't be maintained. Property values are going to go down.
After hearing from residents, councillors voted unanimously against the proposed amendments, and they voted instead to have councillors and staff consult with the lot owners groups about potential changes in garbage collection. Christian said after the meeting the council heard the community loud and clear.
Listen, there was a real strong reaction from the community. Emails came flying in, telephone messages came flying in. It's a tricky issue, though. Like, it continues to be this persistent issue, but I'm hopeful that we can find, like, good creative solutions through broad-based engagement with everybody who's impacted out there. Sit down, do some creative brainstorming, and figure out maybe we can pilot that solution, see what works, you know, and then go from there.
Mathot said after the meeting that she believes Christian and the rest of council are committed to working with residents.
I am very pleased with how it turned out, and particularly with the confirmation and recommitment of the mayor and council to working collaboratively with our association and with the broader community. It was a very positive outcome for us.
Christian said the engagement sessions are already in the works, and he said he hopes that the community consultations will result in a solution to the garbage problem that residents can live with. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.